Hi, I'm Hazal Nahir. These are the Red Bull Basement Sessions.
Hazal Nahir is one of the rising stars of parkour and has made a name as one of Turkey's best in the discipline. Parkour is all about using skillful movements to run, climb, and jump over walls and other obstacles, usually in a complex urban setting.
Parkour is a really creative sport. I'm always chasing jumps.
Ever seen those insane videos of people leaping across rooftops? That is what Hazal does, and she is effortlessly good at it.
Yes!
And it even led to a role in a big budget Hollywood movie starring Ryan Reynolds.
I still say that was the most embarrassing moment in my life.
And by the way, throughout this podcast, I might use a few terms you haven't heard of, like taking a line, which is literally how they move from A to B, and sticking a landing, which is just landing in the perfect way.
I'm obsessed with parkour videos.
As someone who knows more than most about control, confidence, self-expression, and freedom,
I just want to get it perfect.
It is my pleasure to welcome Hazal Nahir to this episode of the Red Bull Basement Sessions. I'm Tom Carroll, and Red Bull Basement is here to support students to challenge the status quo and make a positive impact with their tech ideas now and for the future.
I'm Hazal Nahir. I do parkour and free running, and I'm from Turkey.
So first off, let's start with something that we like to do on the Red Bull Basement Sessions podcast and do a round of quick fire questions. Are you ready?
Okay, great.
All right, here we go. Mountains or sea?
Sea.
All right, why the sea? Why not the mountains?
I think I really find sea or ocean really nice to watch. And they always look different depending on the weather. I think I feel a little bit more free and have fun by watching the sea.
I really like that answer. All right, morning jog or evening workout?
Evening workout. I'm not really good at waking up early, so I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, that's pretty much the same. I love the idea of morning workouts, but that really requires being up at an early time. So,
same.
What is your favorite color and why?
Okay, I think it's a hard one because I don't think I have favorite color. But I think I really enjoy watching sunset, and I think I can say maybe orange, yellow, or a little bit pink are my favorite color.
All right, so that was the quickfire round, and now we get into the main part of the show where our theme today is physical and mental barriers and how we can overcome them. You said that getting into parkour was a little bit of an accident for you. So I'd really love if you could explain what happened in that part of the story.
I used to do breakdancing when I was 20. And one day I went to gym to do breaking. And I've seen a couple people doing parkour, like doing walls, doing flips. And I already knew what parkour is, but I didn't know like people were doing it outside as a sport. After seeing them, I just went asking some parkour movements, parkour basics, and this is how I get into. And since then, I'm doing it almost every day.
So how did you actually start then? Were you doing it by yourself or were you doing it with people? Like, was it with the people that you asked? Or?
Yeah, so I started with these people. Then they stopped training and I had to do it on my own. But I literally had no idea how to do it because I had no idea what basics are. And then I started watching some YouTube tutorials. And then I found myself a friend who was also interested in learning parkour. We decided to train together and we are still training together. It's been almost 8 years.
Some people say that free runners and parkour athletes see every roof, tree, or even a park bench, like maybe the park bench you started with, as a jumping off point for adventure. Do you see the world through a different filter just like this?
This is so true because whenever I'm outside, I'm always looking for spots. I'm always chasing jumps, walls. Wherever I see something, I take a picture of it. And then I edit to my to-do list.
That's actually great. So where do you get your ideas then? So you see these spots. Where do you actually get the ideas to fill in the lines that you're going to be doing when you go back to them?
Mm-hmm. I think ideas are really depending on your ability and your skills. But Parkour is a really creative sport, and you can do a lot of things using your environment, using your sport, using your body. And I got lots of ideas from social media because there are a lot of athletes sharing a lot of amazing stuff, clips, and I just get inspired a lot.
So would you say that parkour is like your creative outlet?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, I can say this.
So in your profession, are there any moments of doubt?
There were some moments of doubt, and self-confidence is really important. So I think building a good self-confidence is going to help a lot too.
Do you have any specific examples that you might be able to share with us, and maybe how you overcame whatever doubt you were facing at that moment?
I remember one time we were in South Korea and we were shooting. I had to do a roof gap, which I was quite scared. I wasn't really sure if I'm able to get the distance. My friend with me, they were telling me that, I mean, I have enough power to do the gap, but I wasn't sure. Just because it was really scary, the drop, it was like four stories up. So when I was standing on the edge, I was just seeing the gap. I was not really concentrate the landing wall because I was really scared.
Now you have fans over there.
So I was feeling the pressure a little bit. And actually my friends helped me so much because they have a lot of experience doing roof gaps. And literally they told me that I have the power to do the distance. When I decided to go for it, I felt like something was completely clicked, like unlocked in my mind. And I was so calm and I just did it.
Yes.
I think there's some good lessons there about, you know, focusing on the end goal, but also keeping in mind that you know that you have the ability to do what you're trying to do and just having the confidence there as well. And you've actually said in the past that parkour is 80% mental, 20% physical, which might surprise a lot of people when they see what you're all doing. So what do you actually mean by that?
I mean, you can see a lot of clips, parkour clips, and yeah, you can see, oh, that's actually a really physical sport because it's really tough. Like, you need to be strong to be able to do that. But at the same time, I think to be able to do parkour, you need to be strong mentally as well, because we don't always try the same movements. So we go to different sports. So every different sport is a new jump for us. So you need to understand if you are able to do the distance, if you are able to land on the rail correctly, you need to have the confidence to be able to go for it. So I think it's really important to understand your ability and believe in yourself.
Yeah, I mean, so I've seen loads of your YouTube videos, and anyone that's listening, I'd recommend going and checking them out as well. And what you'll see is you trying the same thing over and over and over again until you get it, until you get that perfect stick. So what is it that keeps you pushing for that perfect landing, right? When you're already exhausted?
I think my desire, I just want to get it perfect. I just want to see my hard work, and it's just, I think, my motivation.
Nice. And when you're actually watching yourself back in the edits and you see, you know, your the run or the line that you absolutely nailed, is that just the best feeling in the world?
It is. It is. It's literally after every training, I got my phone or I got my GoPro and check all the clips, and I'm like, oh yes, I love this jump so much.
And the thing is, that's not vanity or anything. That's just you being like stoked about what you're able to do, and you've put the hard work in. So I think a lot of people listening might need that lesson as well, that you should be proud of what you can accomplish. And if that means watching yourself back or reading something you've written before or just looking at something you've made in the past, do that, especially if it's going to inform what skills you have when you come up against barriers later on in life. From a lot of your experience, mental strength might come from actually setting those end goals that you're trying to actually hit. So how do you set goals and make sure that you stick to them?
I think setting goals is really about your ability and knowing your ability. So I have a lot of different goals, different levels. I have a list, a to-do list with a lot of jumps. And this is actually my goal list, I can say. I try to start with the easier goals, and then the next goal, and then the next goal. And this way, I can put bigger goals without having the stress of thinking about if I'm able to reach my goal, if I'm able to get my jumps how I want. So everything is just like a staircase.
That's a really great analogy, actually, a staircase of goals that builds up to the big goal. But no matter what goal you have in whatever you're trying to do, you're always going to run into some roadblocks, right? And I know that recently you've run into a bit of an injury. So could you explain what happened and maybe how it's affecting you right now?
Okay, you land on a wall, and if you land a little bit toesy, that like your ankle clicked. It's really hard to explain, but you get a lot of impact on your ankle, and it's really common in parkour. A lot of people struggle with this injury. For me right now, my injury is getting better. I already back training, jumping, but it's just a little bit hard to bring the confidence back.
Well, that was actually my next question. So would you find when you have an injury like this, is the biggest thing physical, or is it actually a mental challenge to get back to where you were?
I think physical is easier because you know what to do. And these are the exercises you have to do. And then when you do them, you're going to feel better. But with the mental part is a bit complicated. So I think bringing the confidence is always harder, in my opinion. You just need to train and keep training. And I think you just need to trust the process.
Sure. And I mean, you said you actually have a trusted process for the physical side. Do you have an actual trusted process for the mental side? Is that bringing friends in to help you and just working with them? Or is that just kind of setting a goal and just going after it as hard as possible?
Definitely. Getting help from friends really important. It's really motivating me so much. Also, like, parkour is a really like social sport, so we always train with friends. I rarely train on my own. It's not really fun. Also, like, as I say, I think setting goals is another part, but I think the motivation is just like having fun doing the sport is the most important thing. You just need to have fun what you're doing, and you just need to enjoy and not worry about the future.
Sure. I mean, from everything I've seen, parkour does look like a really fun and sort of social community driven sort of sport where everybody is just there to kind of hype everyone up and help each other out. Does every country have its own unique parkour scene and community?
Yes, I think every country is different. They all have like a unique parkour community and unique spots. For example, England is more good for roof gaps, but Spain is good for flow. So every countries have different type of spots. So it helps you to create different styles as well.
So a few years back, you actually began doing stunt work in movies, right?
Yes.
And you worked with Michael Bay in Six Underground.
Yes.
I'd love if you could just talk a little bit about that experience, seeing as not many athletes can say they've been in a Hollywood film, especially not with Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, so I'd love if you could just chat about that experience a little bit.
So we started working on this movie called Six Underground. I thought I'm going to be doing parkour only, but it ended up doing a little bit of acting as well. I had to talk English. I had to act in English, which I was barely able to talk English at the same time. I've never acted before in my life. And it was in front of Michael Bay. So acting part was a disaster for me, I guess.
A good disaster, though, like a great experience at the end of the day.
I think it's a great experience, but it was a bit too much because I learned that I have to act 5 minutes ago before the Michael Bay arrived. And I was like, okay, you're going to say only two sentences, but it was just so hard because I was like, I had no idea what I'm doing. And Michael Bay was telling me like, okay, start. 3, 2, 1. And I'm like, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to do it.
So were you panicking in that moment? Were you nervous?
I was so nervous. I can't explain. Like, I still say that was the most embarrassing moment in my life. Literally. And there were a lot of people looking at me, like a lot of like good actors, like Ben Hardy were there, a lot of other people, they're all looking at me, and I was really struggling.
Which is crazy to a lot of people to hear. to hear that somebody who does what you do for a living,
yeah,
you know, jumping roof gaps, doing backflips off walls and all this, for something like that to get you nervous. And we've actually heard it a few times during this podcast with different people we've recorded with, like Cedric Dumont, who is a skydiver, and he says things like that will get him nervous as well, you know? What do you reckon got you through that nervous part there?
Yeah, good question. I think I'm not getting too nervous when I'm doing parkour because I know what to do. But with the other things, when I'm not sure what to do, I am getting a little bit nervous. But in the future, I will look at these moments and I'm going to laugh so hard. So just try to enjoy.
That's great. That's really great advice. And for those who don't know, at the end of the day, it obviously worked out pretty well because you got nominated for an award, right?
Yes.
Will you be doing any more movies?
If there's opportunity, yeah, why not? But I love training right now.
And lastly, what can we expect from you in the near future?
I think I'm just going to push myself more mentally and physically and make the history, hopefully.
That was Hazauna here on how she overcomes physical and mental barriers. Next time, we meet BMX Olympic champion Mariana Pion.
I have so many world titles, but I have more broken bones than world titles.
We meet Mariana and find out all about how being resilient, overcoming obstacles, and using mindfulness has helped her achieve success. Red Bull Basement is not just a podcast. It's an initiative to support impactful, feasible, and creative tech ideas from student innovators from around the world and support these changemakers in realizing their vision. Follow Red Bull Basement sessions on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit redbullbasement.com to find more stories from innovators who are driving positive change around the world.